countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of Rural Ireland Weekly.
Now, it's great that we're all mostly wearing face masks as required, but how frustrating is it to see them littering the side of the road? And according to Coastwatch Ireland, disposable masks are made of single-use plastics that can cause marine life very painful deaths. Well, Global Conservation Group, the World Wildlife Fund, has calculated that if only 1% of masks are not properly disposed of, about 10 million masks a month will end up littering the environment. Now, Lorna Siggins reports on a group which has been cleaning up all year, not just this weekend, near Galway City.
It's a lovely beach, this.
Dermot Connolly is out almost every day on Claddagh Beach with his bag, gloves, litter picker and mask.
Show me what you have in your bag, Dermot.
All right, yeah.
Do you mind?
I wouldn't mind. Well, I've at least a dozen cans anyway. I have 2 newspapers. I have 3 or 4... vodka bottles.
He's a founder of the Claddagh Beach Cleanup Volunteer Group, as are Ryan Crowell, Billy Smith and Ingrid Cunningham.
My name is Ryan Crowell. I've been living here in beautiful Galway for 10 years. I was resident on the Long Walk for nearly 7 of those. I've been here with the Claddagh Beach Cleanups for just a short while when I saw them online. I saw the work that the locals were doing, cleaning up the beach and all the rubbish that is here on a regular basis. And I wanted to help out in any way I could while I saw they were looking to resolve these issues. To me, the 2 main issues are the consistent rubbish that is down here, both washed up but also left behind by people coming down here using the beach, a combination of just sheer usual unfortunate laziness, but also the lack of a bin. I've heard from one local councillor that they think a bin being put in place would only increase the amount of rubbish, which I find absolutely nonsensical. Plus, a simple Google search will show that that is proven not to be the case.
At least a dozen blue gloves, rubber gloves, and the rest is just forks and cans and bottles and banana skins.
My name is Billy Smith. I'm from Shantala. That's only about 10 minutes away from the Claddagh Beach. There's thousands and thousands of wet wipes intermingled with the seaweed, and you can only guess what is actually out in the bay.
Oh, a face cloth, something different.
My name is Ingrid Cunningham and I'm originally from Eyre Square. The group got together, to my understanding, is that Sharon Shannon walks her dogs here most days of the week, and she noticed the likes of, there was one particular young man called Jason, and he's a photographer, and he was down here cleaning the beach up by himself. So she started to help him, and Dermot as well. Now this Claddagh Beach isn't actually a designated bathing area, so it wouldn't get priority like the other beaches like Salt Hill or Grattan or Black Rock. You'll often see the council out there cleaning, but it's not the same for here. However, that said, we do know that this Claddagh Beach forms part of an important ecological network, which has been recognised by the European Community as a special area of conservation. So that was very important, and obviously the authorities would have an obligation under law to ensure that this is protected.
That's it there now, cans, mostly cans and bottles. Sometimes we get old rugs and mats and...
The group was so concerned about the volume of wet wipes washed up that it did a bit of detective work and found one source. A storm water overflow discharge pipe at the Long Walk near Spanish Arch, just across from the basin. These storm water overflows are licensed for use when a sewage treatment plant, such as Galway's Mutton Island, is over capacity, for instance after heavy rain. Irish Water confirmed this week to Countrywide that the Long Walk overflow is an issue which it is working to resolve. However, public awareness to reduce the number of wet wipes and now masks making their way into the marine habitat in the first place is something that NUI Galway's Dr. Liam Morrison is concerned about, and he and his colleagues have done some recent very valuable research.
I work in the Department of Earth and Ocean Sciences and the Ryan Institute, and a component of my research involves looking at water quality in Ireland, where I look at various contaminants in freshwater and in marine waters. On the beach here just behind us, you can see at the moment that there's a large mass of what looks like sanitary waste washed up, which is entangled with seaweeds. And we have found that a lot of this waste is made from plastic. So when we have looked at wet wipes in particular, we found that I think it was 50% of wipes that were labelled as flushable were actually made of plastic. In all the products that we looked at, there was no place on the packaging that suggested that they were made of plastic. And plastic is not biodegradable, or certainly if it is, it's over such long periods of time that we consider it not to be. And there is an issue in the industry because there is no adequate regulation. There are industry guidelines, and the industry guidelines suggest that it should be clearly labelled on the packaging in an appropriate place for the consumer to see it, that these products are not actually flushable. And we've seen that that's not the case in many instances. Masks are an issue, and you see masks everywhere. Everywhere you see them on the roadsides, on the footpath, on the beach, and particularly these disposable masks, these single-use, which I can now say are single-use plastic items, because recently we have looked at the composition of them in our laboratory, and we find that they, I think it was the blue mask that we looked at first, we found that there was an inner white layer, which was closest to your face, then a middle white layer, and outside that there was a blue layer. And actually the chemistry of these has shown from the identification of the polyers that these are actually made of polypropylene. And what I expect will happen in the case of these is that, like other sanitary products that are made of plastics, these will fragment and break down into microplastic fibres, which will ultimately end up on our shores and our beaches and our sediments, and being accumulated by the organisms in the sea as well.
When I was young, like everybody from Claddagh used to be here on that beach, but now it's just full of wipes.
Yeah, Galway City Council have said it's working closely with the Claddagh volunteers, and deep cleaned Claddagh Beach last November and December and in June of this year. Now, it says it's working with Irish Water to rule out any contributions to the wet wipes problem, which needs to be highlighted more. Now, Galway City Council also says it doesn't see any need for extra litter bins in the Claddagh area, noting that there's a smart bin at Spanish Arch, which indicates when it's actually full. So thanks to Lorna Siggins for that report.